Delta will begin paying flight attendants during the boarding process. Dating sites see a surge in men seeking Ukrainian women, and a smartphone-addicted gorilla had to have his screen time cut down. These are the weird stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. I got you! Delta Airlines will begin paying flight attendants during the boarding process. Paying them while the customers are boarding? Like what, a tip? A tip? You're going to give them a tip? You should give them a tip. You should, whatever you're paying cabin crew employees, it's not enough. Airlines. I've seen what they've had to deal with because I host a weird news podcast, and I've covered many a story of unruly passengers doing crazy things to the cabin crews. What one airlines was teaching them self-defense, for crying out loud. Yeah, pay them. Pay them during the boarding, during the flight. Pay them afterward. Give them enough money to get therapy. They're going to need it. They need a duct tape budget as well. I've seen them duct tape passengers to the chairs. Give them a duct tape budget. Pass out some pepper spray. Give them everything, Delta. Now, according to the article, Delta will begin paying cabin crews during the boarding, which is a first for a major U.S. airline, and a change that is expected to increase their wages by several thousand dollars a year. Oh, goody. Give them extra racks per year. Do you guys know what racks are? That's what the kids are calling $1,000. They're calling them racks. So why not? Let's just start calling them racks. Yeah, give them extra racks, these flight attendants. This is a notable change for U.S. airlines, where pay for flight attendants begins when all the passengers are seated and the plane's doors close. Is that true? Their pay begins only after the plane's doors close? That doesn't seem fair. They do a lot of stuff before the plane's doors close. In fact, there's chaos. There's chaos as everybody's trying to get seated, and then they're all fighting for overhead storage room because, you know, there's all these bag fees that you have to pay. So why check a bag at this point? No, you bring as many bags as you can onto the flight, and then you try and shove them in the tiny ass spaces that they have above those seats, which isn't, it's not a lot. I've seen those cabin crew have to work very hard to fit all that luggage. It's a lot of work they do before the plane's doors close. This ain't right, man. Delta says the change will begin June 2nd on all flights. In a memo to flight attendants, the airline said the new pay, quote, further recognizes how important your role is on board to ensuring a welcome, safe, and on-time start to each flight. The rate of pay during boarding is 50% of the regular pay rates during the flight. Oh, they're getting half of their regular pay during the boarding? Why? Doesn't make any sense. This isn't right, man. This is like paying a bouncer half of their pay and only paying the bouncer the full pay when they're throwing someone out of the club. Is that a clever analogy? I'm trying to be clever here, guys, but, you know, public school prevents me from being super clever. We do the best we can here. I got to ask, do I have any cabin crew that listen to this podcast that can verify this? Or anybody that identifies as a cabin crew employee that can tell me? Half of your pay during the boarding process? This doesn't sound fair to me. This change comes as Delta plans to increase the boarding time for single aisle or narrow body planes from 35 minutes to 40 minutes, which the airline expects will increase the percentage of flights that depart on time. Yeah, anything you can do to make the flights depart on time, that would be extremely helpful, airlines. You know, when you buy your ticket, it says you agree to a time that you leave and a time that you land. I would say maybe 20% of the time, does it actually happen that way? You know, can you at least do that? Now, Delta says this new boarding pay for the cabin crew will be extra on top of the 4% raises that they granted to flight attendants last month. All right, good. Pay your people, Delta. I like it. They got a difficult job. I came across a headline that says a man was sentenced to federal prison for attacking a flight attendant during a flight to Pensacola, Florida. That's a follow-up to a story that I covered a while ago. This is what's happening on these flights, man. Flight attendants being verbally assaulted, physically assaulted, all you can imagine is happening. If you don't believe me that it's an epidemic, just type in airline passenger into Google and then look at the headlines that come up. Punches flight attendant, assaults American Airlines flight attendant. Like, it's crazy, man. Groped a flight attendant. This stuff is happening. dating sites are seeing a surge in men seeking Ukrainian women who are fleeing the war. Some dating websites are recently seeing a rise in clients seeking some companionship from those Ukrainian women since the beginning of the war. This is raising eyebrows among certain experts. They are citing one particular Quebec-based dating website called Ukraine.com, U-K-R-E-I-N-E, which they're citing a section on the website that allows women from the war-ravaged country to connect with local men in Quebec for free. The founder of Ukraine.com is quoted as saying, "We have a double or a triple interest on the part of men. Some men also come forward because they want to offer some help to these women." This website, which has offices on Montreal's Nuns Island and in Kharkiv, Ukraine, markets itself as a truly unique dating site. "All of the beautiful Russian and Ukrainian women you see on our dating site have undergone a strict verification process to confirm that they're genuine, they're honest, and they're very serious about starting a relationship. Or serious about getting the hell out of that area of the world, buddy." I mean, yeah, sure, relationship, but, you know, I think there's a more pressing need for them to flee in some instances. The best thing you can do is just get the hell out, as people are trying to do in general, I imagine, in the Ukraine. I'm seeing stories about it. So, I mean, one of the ways you can do that is, I guess, a dating site, a dating app. That'll get you out. Maybe. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Now, a section of this website dedicated to the war, they have a whole section. So this website is actually catering to this kind of business. Well, I don't know how I feel about it, but if it saves lives, I mean, geez. Okay, so a section of the site dedicated to the war said that, quote, "The vast majority of our members live in eastern Ukraine in cities like Kharkiv, Sumy, Dnipro, Mariupol, Kherson, Nikolaev, the cities most affected by the war. That's why the vast majority of Ukrainian women registered on this dating site are already in western Ukraine near the Ukrainian border or have found temporary refuge in Poland, Hungary, and other border countries." Another matchmaking website links Ukrainian refugees with men whose identities are verified and who are willing to provide accommodation for them. We have an immigration lawyer here named Stefan. He says that he has some concerns about this. "I find this worrying for these Ukrainian women, of whom we know the current crisis situation in Ukraine. Could these women be tempted to do anything to leave Ukraine, thus placing themselves in some vulnerable situations?" Yeah, this is absolutely true, Stefan. They will put themselves in vulnerable situations, or could, by just linking up with some man who, you know, the website claims is verified. But, you know, I've seen these dating websites. I know the verification process. It's not all that hard to get verified. Like, you could be verified on a dating app and have several bodies in your fridge. Like, no one's checking that out. They should ask for that. Like, can you send us a photo of your freezer, your attic, and your basement, please? We want to make sure there's no bodies, and then we'll verify you. I don't think they do criminal checks on these dating sites, do they? So, I mean, so if you just link up with some stranger, that's a risk. I don't know. It's a tough call. Six of one, half dozen of the other. Do you stay in a country where bombs are landing on your roof? Or do you hook up with some guy named Jacques in Montreal who you're not quite sure what his background is? It says here the interest in Ukrainian brides is also happening. Vice News, in fact, reported a Chinese-specific dating website specializing in matchmaking with Eastern European women. The website saw interest in Ukrainian women double since the beginning of the Russian invasion. Oh, wonderful. So in order to save your life, you got to marry some dude in China? Oh, it's a tough situation. What do you guys think of this? Anyways, call the show 646-450-2012. Is this okay? Is it not okay? A smartphone-addicted gorilla had to have his screen time cut. That's right. A gorilla named Amare is having his screen time shortened after he became very addicted to staring at phone screens. And while staring at phone screens, he didn't notice when another gorilla would charge at him. In other situations, he was vulnerable because of the smartphone. Let's get some more information. Amare is a gorilla who is a resident at Chicago's Lincoln Park Zoo. Poor Amare became addicted to phone screens just like most of us. It's understandable. This occurred because people visiting the zoo would show Amare countless pictures and videos through the glass divider of his enclosure. So they were holding up their phones, and he was enraptured by the smartphone. The problem became very bad, so bad that zoo staff have put up a rope in order to keep people back from the glass partition so they can't hold their phone right up to the screen. If the zoo employees see anyone attempting to show Amare a selfie or even a funny video at that, they step in and explain the situation and dissuade them from doing so. The zoo staff says that Amare gets very distracted by the bright displays on phone screens, and they're trying to cut down on that screen time. So is he just distracted by the bright displays, or is he actually looking at the videos in the photos? I assume people are showing him videos of him, and he's like, wow, I look pretty damn good. But it may be just a light situation. Here's a quote from the zoo director, Steven. "We are growing increasingly concerned that too much of Amare's time is taken looking through people's photos. We would really, really prefer that Amare spend much more time with his mates. We would prefer that he spent more time off the phone and learning to be an actual gorilla." Yeah, that's a major concern. And I wish people would spend more time off the phone and learning to be humans. That'd be pretty cool. It says here, Amare was fine after a recent surprise attack from one of his housemates, but the zoo staff are still concerned. It says here, during development, male gorillas will often get aggressive with each other, and they play fight to establish dominance and hierarchies. If Amare is very distracted, too distracted by people's cell phones, he's going to miss out on all that interaction, and then, of course, he'll have a lower social standing in the group, a lower hierarchy. This could lead to bullying and, as the zoo puts it, quote, severe developmental consequences for Amare the gorilla. And of course, this is why officials have had to step in to make sure that Amare's screen time is gently but firmly cut back, you know. Here's another quote from Steven. "As parents, we think about, you know, we want to give our children choices. We want them to grow into adults, but every once in a while, we have to sort of guide those choices for their own good. And rather than maybe allowing them to sit inside and watch television all day, maybe encourage them to go outside and interact with their friends, have a social life. That's something that I think all responsible parents think of. And in many ways, this is very similar to what we're doing here with Amare at our zoo." And I think that's completely appropriate. And that's called being proactive. You know, you want to give Amare the best life that he can, although it's at a zoo. It's a tough life anyways at a zoo. And what's wrong with you? You go to a zoo and you just start holding up your smartphones to the animals. Are you okay? Seriously, man. Like, these are wild creatures. You know, just enjoy them. Can you put the phone down even when you're at a damn zoo? I don't think people can, man. How sad. You got like idiots that are like, hey, look at a gorilla. Let me show him Donkey Kong on my smartphone. I mean, really?
Yay!
I was at the wrong place at the wrong time with the right one. Hi, everybody. This is your trusty host, Jonesy, recording in a hot closet. I'm highly caffeinated per usual, and I want to thank you for that. Keeping me supplied. I got a lot of coffees purchased for me for my birthday, and it's paying off big time. I'm even getting cappuccinos, baby. Stepping up my game. Oh, yes, what would you like? Oh, yes, I'd like a flat white, because I'm wealthy now. Anyways, if you guys would like to call the show because any of these stories resonated with you, please call 646-450-2012. Leave me a message. I got a tremendous call by someone who's a fan of the show, but they dropped too many F-bombs, so I can't publish it. But you know who you are. I appreciate you very much. Thank you. It made me feel nice and warm and fuzzy inside. If you'd like to email me because you've come across a story or something you think I should cover, some weird news, send the link to funnyjones@gmail.com or Instagram @funnyjones as well. That's pretty cool. Oh, on Twitter @funnyjones. Yeah, I think that's enough. That is enough. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by joining the Patreon. That's right, the Patreon, where I just put in a request. I'm going to do another video, a Q&A video, where Jonesy answers any and all questions. I did another one back on the first of the year, and it was a hit. So doing it again. If you'd like to ask Jonesy a question, join the Patreon and get in on that. I'm going to post the video response there. Those videos are pretty good, by the way, I have to say. They're usually about a half an hour long, and they're fun. I like them a lot. So put in your questions, those of you who are patrons, right in the Patreon. How do I join the Patreon, Jonesy? I want to ask you a question. I want to see the video response. How do I do it? I'm glad you asked. Person with a high-pitched voice. Go to patreon.com/weirdafnews. Sorry for the P's, the popping. But when I say Patreon, it just pops. Patreon. You can go to my website, too. Click on the Patreon banner. That's pretty cool. All right. Oh, what's my website? Weirdafnews.com. Duh.